Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And the Wisconsin State Fair kicks off today in West Allis, and you're probably wondering if they have any new or weird food items
always
available.
A good question.
They do. You could try brachos, which sounds a little like borrachos, which means drunk in Spanish, but it's called brachos, potato chips covered with beer cheese and topped with chunks of bratwurst. I think brachos would be delicious if you're borracho.
I like your thinking.
Camel burgers. What? I don't want to. Do they ask you one hump or two when you order your burger? There's deep fried turducken on a stick.
Wait, we don't know what a camel burger is? We're just leaving it that?
It's made out of camel.
Is it really?
Camel meat, yeah.
For real? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then there's deep fried turducken on a stick, which is a chicken stuck into a duck, stuck into a turkey, and then on a stick.
But I feel like they should put that stick in a toothpick and a straw.
Yeah.
Just to kind of add
No,
to
not
it.
Straws. Those are politically incorrect now. For the really adventurous at the state fair, this is something you can get. And I really hope I hope that people who go to the state fair eat some of this stuff and post the picture on the Jonathan and Kittle page, because I just find it hilarious.
What is it?
And this one is ants on a stick.
Well, it's just like raisins on something.
No. It's delicious, crunchy ants stuck to an edible stick.
Mm.
I think you can get that at Just Jerky. So I guess with a side of beef jerky.
I feel like Children's Museum brought in chocolate-covered ants here once.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure they're, you know,
now
you cover them with chocolate. They got to be good. But this doesn't mention chocolate.
Here's something to think about. My wife, Lindsay, like, hates coleslaw, like, so much that if I have coleslaw in the house, it has to be, like, in a special place in the refrigerator. Like, I can't eat it near her. Like, it just grosses her out so much.
Okay.
But years ago when she was in China, ate scorpion on a stick without a thought. Like, does that make any sense?
It's a texture thing, I think.
Really?
And it's the thought of the texture.
Is the coleslaw gross you out too?
No, I used to not like it because it made me sick to my stomach. But I mean, now I.
But besides that.
But I think my digestion, I learned to chew better. So now I don't mind it. I like the kind with lots of sugar, like the KFC coleslaw is really good. And sadly, my mom worked at KFC for a while after her job at the phone company was ended, you know, because of moving ahead with technology.
Right, they didn't need operators anymore.
Exactly. And she was telling me how much sugar they had to pour into the coleslaw, and it was intense.
Really?
She's like, no wonder it's so good. It was just intense.
Did she get sick of it then? Sometimes something you love if you're around it too much.
No, well, she didn't last there very long. And you want to hear the sad reason why? My mom, who was like my age, what I am right now.
Was working at the KFC?
Yeah.
Did she have to wear the little hat and everything?
I don't remember. Okay. But somebody came in and she didn't try to upsell them by saying, do you want fries with that? Like someone from the KFC corporate. And she got canned for not saying that.
You're kidding.
Because she was figuring if they wanted fries, they'd order fries.
Is that real?
It's real. And one of my brother's friends was her manager and had to fire her.
See, now the story that your brother told me once, because your brother, sometimes he and I chat on the phone.
Of course you do.
He said that your mom was actually stealing out of the till, but they told you that it was the upsell.
Yeah, I'm
sure.
Yeah, my mom, who couldn't even tell a lie to protect me from finding out about a slumber party, is stealing from the till.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
That's a terrible story.
Isn't that? I know. It started out good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.